USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says that mask wearing and social distancing should continue in the nation's schools, at least through the end of this school year. That guidance coming days after the agency adjusted its guidance for fully vaccinated adults, saying they don't need to wear masks indoors any longer, except for in crowded areas. The CDC says the reasoning behind keeping the school's guidance in place is most school-aged children are not vaccinated. The Pfizer vaccine was recently approved for use in children ages 12 to 15. And the deadline for filing federal tax returns is Monday night. The Treasury Department added an extra month to the deadline back in March to give people more time to file amid the pandemic. The deadline has been pushed back even further for residents of Louisiana, Oklahoma, and Texas. Their deadline has been pushed to June 15th as a result of the federal emergency declarations during February's winter storms. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energize Health. And I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect. Worse than death. Erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. energizehealth.com.
The United Nations Security Council held an emergency meeting Sunday as the violence between Israel and Hamas continued.
Medics in Gaza are reporting the death toll from an Israeli airstrike is 42 people. The United Nations Security Council in New York had an emergency meeting to discuss the escalating violence in Israel and Gaza. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned the violence. He said he's now calling for both sides to return to the bargaining table.
The only way forward is to return to negotiations with the goal of a two-state solution, leaving two states side by side in peace, security, and mutual recognition, with Jerusalem as the capital of both states.
From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And the UK government has not made a decision on accepting Pfizer's donation of COVID vaccines for the country's Olympians ahead of the Tokyo Games in July. Vaccines are currently only being administered in the UK to people 38 years and older, although that will drop to include 35 and older next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One GOP lawmaker is moving to try to reinstate one of former President Trump's border policies to try to stem the flow of illegal immigrants into the U.S. Tim Berg reports.
Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn introduced legislation seeking to reinstate former President Donald Trump's Remain in Mexico policy to curb the recent surge of illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border. The bill, named the Make the Migrant Protection Protocols Mandatory Act, would require illegal immigrants who cross the southern border illegally to remain in Mexico until their case is heard. Austin Skiros with the U.S. Customs and Border Protection down in Del Rio, Texas. He shares the latest immigration numbers in his sector.
Our single adult numbers are up almost 450%. Our unaccompanied children numbers are up almost 250%. Family units almost 250%. This past April, we caught around 21,000 people here in the Del Rio sector. That's more than we caught the entire first 7 months of last fiscal year.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame announced their class of 2021 one day after a delayed induction ceremony for the class of 2020. This year's class is headlined by Boston Celtics star Paul Pierce, 11-time All-Star Chris Bosh, Chris Webber, and Ben Wallace. Also to be inducted, coaches Rick Adelman, Jay Wright, and Bill Russell, who won two championships behind the bench. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.